Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Sachs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Giesen. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Gross reaches second base with a double. Lacy moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lacy tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Hoffman covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Rice reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Evans moves to second. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Evans steals third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Sachs moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman tags and scores. Sachs tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacey strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Beside is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Kieson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nichols strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sakata strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Kieson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Evans moves to second. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Stanley now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nichols is hit by the pitch. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Len Sakata. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick pinch runs for Joe Nolan. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.